Tachtav used to like roll the red carpet in front of him. He used to roll down a carpet of silk when he used to walk to shul. Uboyin aniyim makaflin, and that was silk carpet they didn't collect. They used to leave it there. And the aniyim used to come and take the silk carpet. So every single time he went to the Beis HaMedrash, the aniyim became rich. Mamish, every time he went to that, a whole carpet full of silk. So he gave a lot of stuck to the aniyim. So why do you say he didn't give stuck for? So he bought the same one pair, it says, L'chvoy duty of it. After he had this red carpet rolled up for him, that was for his own covet. Came out that it didn't pass for him, it's time to collect it anymore, so he let the aniyim take it. But that's not cool doing stuck, he didn't go to really give the money for the aniyim. He went that he should have a nice silk carpet to walk on. Just afterwards he left it for the aniyim. That's not cool doing stuck. So he bought the same, another tarot says, no, maybe it's cool he did do stuck this way. But for how rich he was, the way he was supposed to do stock, he didn't do. A rich man has to know he has to give more stock than another person. He can't just give like anybody else. If he's rich, he could afford it, he has to give more money. So the way Nachman Ben Gurion was supposed to give, that much stock he did not do. And could the Amri Yishlai people say, according to how strong the camel is, that's how much weight you put on top of him. No, if he has more money, he has to give more tzedakah. There's no schum, how much you have to give. You have to give as much as you can afford. Tan yomer Reb Lozer Reb Tzadik. Ere b'nechom, like I should have a nechom, im larisi shoysam alakete sorry mibeis talfi susim. Biyaku. If I didn't see like this also, the ladies were collecting mamish barley from the tlofim by the animals there, by the talfi susim, by the horse's hooves. In Aku. That Krosyele Mikrozer, I read upon this pasuk, there's a pasuk like this that says, Im loy sevilach, if you're not going to know me, Hayofa Banoshim, the better ones of the ladies, is Siloch Bikvi Atsoin. You're going to have to go in the footsteps of the Tsoin. Or Riyas Gidiyasayach, and pasture with the Gidiyasayach with the kids. Is Al Tikri Gidiyasayach with the kids, Ela Gidiyasayach with your own goof. As your own body, you will also have to go and collect the Tsoin by the animals there. Rashi says, Im loy seidi means, Im loy tisni leiv, Im loy tisni leiv knesses Yisrael lishmer at the Torah. If the Yidin will not watch the Torah, is siloch, that means soifoch, lot says dikve yatsoin v'liras as yasayich. If you're not going to do the mitzvahs, what's going to come out eventually is, you're going to have to go, you'll be so poor, you're going to have to like hear this mice to go and collect the barley by the shmutz of the susim of the animals. Right. Omer Rav Shomin Baraba, Omer Rav Yechnan, Hechnisa lo Zohov, if she brings in gold, that's the present she brings in to her husband, Hechnisa lo Zohov, Shomin Oisei. We have to evaluate, see how much it's worth. Trashi Zohov, Chaticha Zohov, she brings in a block of gold, we have to evaluate it, see how much it's worth. That's not called like cash, we have to evaluate it. Farehu kishoviv, and Rashi v'lo yosef shlish v'lo yifchas chaymish. Here we don't make no kunsin, a block of gold, we have to give the exact evaluation, how much it's worth, not more, not less, and therefore we write down in the ksuba exactly how much she brought in. But gold is different. Neisra have a kash on this. Hazov areka kelim, she brings in gold, it's like any of utensils. My love doesn't mean to say kelim shakestiv, like silver kelim, the pachsi, that we do make a little bit less. Rashi, Harein k'ksofin, loisiv shlish l'fishim z'manim liskor, that faker has a locha, like, it has a locha like, ma'alav kelim shokesif, the pachsi, it doesn't mean that when it's like silver kelim, it has a lot of value to it. Since it has a lot of value to it, you have to add a third, Rashi says. Gemara says, Loi, kekelim shel zov lepasi. Just means you have to put in how much it's worth, like golden kelim. In case for the Gemara says, kekelim in boiler, should have said like its own kelim, like golden kelim. The yoid also tiny, we learn like this, zov arek kelim. Dinrei zov arek sofim. It says clearly that gold is like kelim, and dinrei zov is like sofim. They don't count that each one separately. You have to evaluate it. For the exact evaluation, that's what you write down. Now, Shimon Gamliel, where's it going on? Oh, called Leinavki. We're not talking about that. Elalava Resh going in the first Kesbochakom. This is what I meant to say. Zov, when you have gold, Arenika Kalim, it's like Kalim with utensils. Ma Kalim, what kind of Kalim? Kalim Shokes, like silver Kalim. If you have Shuvan Aliyah, Arenika, Dinya Shozov, no. It's like gold, golden coins. So, Bemokim, Shinogos, Stolaporta, we don't count that each one separately. That's what he meant to say. Mar says, "Loi, liyelam a seifa is going on the seifa. The nafki yadet chak abo kemef lagim asav kemef lagim shalch loi. Kivlo nafki yelo yadet chak loi loi mishalchin loi." All right, we'll go over this more again tomorrow night. We'll stop here. You hold naf samach zayin omer aleph. Here on top of the two dots. Omer Rav Shomon bar Abba. Omer Rav Yechnon. Hechnisa loy zohov. Let's say she brings in from the dunya for a present to her husband, zohov, a block, a piece of gold, is shamanoi soy. We evaluate how much it's worth. Pareyu kishavya. When he writes down in the ksuba how much she received from his wife, not like before he takes off 20%, but he puts down exactly how much it's worth. Hey, by gold they don't play around. You put down exactly how much it's worth. Nates may have a kashra on this. Says as zohov when she brings in gold. It's like she brought in utensils. So my love doesn't mean kekelim shokestav like silver utensils. Tepachsi, that devaluates sometimes. Tepachsi means it gets used up so that the prices change. So therefore you do have to make an evaluation how much it's worth. And it should be the regular locha that bezin is 20% a fifth. And then in the ksuba we take off a fifth. So Mora says loy. What it means is kekelim shel zohav deloy pachsi. A piece of gold is like utensils of gold that does not devaluate. So therefore it's always the exact amount, and therefore we write down exactly how much it's worth. For the Gemariam came, and that's shot over here, Kekelov mi boile. It should have said that if you bring in gold, it's like its own kelim, it's like utensils made out of gold. Why does it just say, Harehu kekelim, mashmi, it's like other type of utensils, like silver utensils, and then you should change the value. The Yod, another kashav is like this. The Yaitanya we learned, Zohov, when she brings in gold, Hareyo Kekelim. It's like utensils. Yezov Hareyo Kekelim. Dinrei Zov, let's say she brings in a golden coins. Dinrei Zov, that means coins made out of gold. Hareyo Kekesofim. That's mamish like money she brings in that we had before. The husband has to add on to it a third. Because when she brings in cash, he could do a lot of business with it. He'll gain on the deal. So if she brings in dinrei zov, golden coins, that's mamish like cash. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, v'mokim shenogu shvel leporton, in the case where they don't use the golden, well, we'll soon see what it goes on, the ratio, the sefer, either it's talking about gold or golden coins. But he says in the place, shenogu shvel leporton, they don't really use this gold to do exchange with. They don't do circulation with this type of a gold. Then shamanoi say we have to evaluate how much it's worth. Pareyim b'shav yehin. Then you write down in the ksuba exactly how much it's worth. In other words, not called like you receive cash, because this is not the cash people use circulate this type of a circulation. Therefore, you have to evaluate how much it's worth, but you write down in the ksuba exactly how much it's worth. Now, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Ahai, on which one of the two cases is he going on? Ilay Ma'aseif, if you want to say it's going on the Sefer, Dinrei Zohov, that means golden coins, Mechlau, then will come out the Tanakama, Sova Filo Vamokim Shinogum, Shlo Leporton. The Tanakama says, no, it's mamish called like cash. Even in a place that they don't use this for circulation, Holei Nafki, they don't use this. You can't buy things with this type of golden coins. If it's loy, shalai parton, that means they don't use this for the exchange, so it's not called like cash, you can't do business with it. So why does the yagan, the shimon gamliel? El alav ha-resha. So it has to be the machlokes is on the resha, the first part, where she brings in gold. What's the loss of gold itself? Look, it comes. This is what the price means. Zohov, when she brings in gold, ha-reyu kekelim. It's mamish like utensils. Now, my kelim, what type of kelim? Kelim shakesef means like silver, silver kelim. In other words, it has a devaluation sometimes. So therefore, there's a shuma, we evaluate how much it's worth, and it should be up a fifth by Bezdin, and then down a fifth when they arrive in the ksuba. Not like we start, not like Rav Shimon wanted to say. We have a shuma, megamliu leimer, hareyu kedinyin shel zov. No, yishno is called like golden coins. b'mokim shnogel l'shlo l'portin, in a place where they don't use it for the exchange. So kol parim, you see it's a machlekes, what's the loch of gold? So how could Rav Shomin say so poshid, that gold, you do according to its valuation? Here it's mash nora, Tanakama holds, that it's like regular kalim, that it changes. And therefore, like we learned before, she brings in stam utensils, Bezdin valuates it a fifth more than it's really worth. And therefore, when he writes it down in the Ksuba, he takes off the fifth. So of course, not like Rav Shomin. So Gemara says, Lloyd, maybe no, that's not the pshat here. L'yerlam really a seifa. The machlokes of Shimon and the Tanakam is only on the seifa, when they bring in dinrei zav, golden coins. But it could be gold itself. Everybody agrees, like kalim means, like golden kalim, that you evaluate exactly how much it's worth, and that's how much you write down in the Ksuba. So l'yerlam, this machlokes is only on the seifa. U'dinafka adiat chak. We're talking about these golden coins. They use it, the exchange is used, only when it's very hard to use other things. Adet chak, if you have pressure to use it, you'll be able to use it. Adet chak. This is the machlokes over here. Masav, one holds, kivon de nafke, since lemaisi, you could use it, you could exchange things with it, if you push away with it, is meshavchin in law. It's called then like she brought in kish, and we give a shvach, means that we have to add a third into the ksuba. Well, Masav, the other one, the Rav Shimon holds, no, kivon de nafke, ill adet chak, since it could only be used adet chak, it's not the normal currency over here. You can't really use it for exchange. It's therefore loy meshavchin in law. We don't consider it like she brought in kish, and we don't write down an exuba, an extra third. So if it could be that's no kashin of shaman, it could be that gold, the block of gold itself, you evaluate exactly how much it's worth. Iboy yisem, no teres is like this, I'll tell you, kudu Rav Shimon ben Gamliel hi. The whole price that goes according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. V'chasur emechs, when something is missing, yivoch ikton, this is the way it's supposed to be learned. Zohov gold hareyu kekelim. Gold is like utensils. Dinrei zov, when you have golden coins, hareyu kiksofim, mamish like kish. The medivam amurim, when was this said that it's like kish, and therefore she'll get an extra third in exuba? The mokim shinogul aparton. In a place where this is the currency, you could use these golden coins and you could exchange, you could buy things with it. But if this is the place that this is not part of the currency, you can't use these golden coins to exchange things with. Then shaman oisam. Then we have to evaluate how much it's worth. But v'reyim b'shav yayim. You should know it's not that we raise it 20 and take off 20. It's the exact valuation. This is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying. Why? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, that the mokim shnogu shlo porton, in a case where these golden coins is not the exchange, they don't really use it there, then shaman oisam, then it's not called like she brought in kish, but rather we have to evaluate how much it's worth. And v'reyim b'shavayim, when we write down in the ksuba, we have to write down the exact value of these coins, what she brought in, that's what we write down she brought in, and that's what you'll get later on. Kasha. This is still a kasha. If you want to say when the Brisa says that Zov is like Kalim, it shouldn't have just said Lushan like utensils. It should have said like its own utensils, like golden Kalim. If you want to say it's called like gold still, that you evaluate exactly. So much as kasha, that's like a kasha. Another teretz is like this. Hocha b'mayas ki, you know what we're talking about over here. B'daha b'pricha. We're talking about like broken kalim, broken gold. Trashi pricha. It doesn't say. Right. Trashi lokishlo Rav Yechonah. Chiyom Rav Yechonah b'kutrot. He's talking about by big ones. Or masnisin b'daha b'pricha by small ones. So that's the difference. Small ones taka get used up a lot. And therefore the valuation changes. So nafkamina, if it's good, big golden coins, they never change. That was Rav Shimon's first halacha, you get the exact evaluation. And here's mashma that it's like other kalim, it's talking about with small golden pieces that do get the valuation changes. Rav Ashi Yama b'mamala. Mamala Rashi says, dak shel zov, very thin pieces of gold. These pieces, when you use them, they get worn out, and therefore the valuation goes down. So in this case, you don't shot it up, you're not showing exactly how much it's worth. Omer Rabbi Yana Rimani says like this, B'samim shel antuchia. If an isha brings in for a husband the spices that come from antuchia, Rashi says that Ikas Chayrosim, that used to be the main business then. That was the diamonds at that time. Like the Moshe today, if you bring in diamonds, he has a rank of him. That's like she's bringing you in cash. And since they used to do business with this type of summon, it's called like she brought you in pure cash that you make a lot of profit. Therefore, you have to add in the Ksuba third. Amr Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amr Reb Yonasan, Amr Reb Yechanan, Gemalim shel Avoya, camels, that Arabs, camels come from Arabs, from Arvio, is Isha Goyva Parnam him, and Isha could collect Taksuba from it. Parnam Rashi says, so Rashi learns here Revach Shlish. The Rashi learns the pshat that if an Isha give camels to a husband, it's also called like pure cash that she gets an extra third in a Ksuba. Taisa doesn't like this pshat. Taisa learns the means of pshat found when an Isha collects the Ksuba, she could collect from these things also. Omarav Papi Hani Tusi Devei Machza. These clothing that comes from the place, Devei Machza, also Isha Goyva Panamim. An Isha could collect the Ksuba. The same thing, according to Rashi, means it's very good things that you could sell very easily. You could do a lot of business with it. So the husband has to add on another third into the Ksuba. And Taisa learns it means that Isha could collect the Ksuba from these good clothing. The Omarav Papi. Papi said like this. Hani Shaki Derujia. These bags, sakin that comes from the city called Rujia. The ashley and the ropes, the machunya, comes from machunya, also very good things to sell and buy. Is Isha Goyva Parnam Hem? The same thing. If she brings it, it's like she brought in cash, the husband can do about good business with these things. She also deserves an extra third in the Ksuba. Omar Rava, Meresh Havamin, at the beginning I used to think, Hani Aranaki de Machuza. These wallets, pockets, pocketbooks, Arniki, that comes from the city of Mechuzah, Isha Goyva Parnam Hem. Again, an Isha could collect, even the way Tyson learns, Hoksuba from these things, even though Mikrodin is only on Karka, but these things are very good, valuable, that she's Seimach Das on them. Or else the Rashi learns, it means that she collects an extra third. My time, what's the reason? Asamchtinu Alayu. Like they have Das, they rely on these things. Since it's good things to buy and sell, they rely on it. But Kivun the Chazoy, our Rav says, since I saw, to Shaktalu, what do the ladies do with these pocketbooks? They take them, Fenafki, Fechi Mashkachi, Arya, Zavnebahu. And with the money they get from selling these pocketbooks, as soon as they see property land, they go and buy the land. So he sees the main thing that they're really Samech Dasan is upon Karka land. Is Amina, I mean to say like this now. Asamchtinu Aryahu. That's what the ladies rely on the pocketbooks, is not because of these Arnaki, but only because they realize they want to end up with Karka. So Rashi says, in the case where she's collecting a ksuba from the yisaimim, she only has the right to collect it from karka, not from anything else. Because the ikas smichas das that she relies on is from karka, not from other things. So that's the Mishnah. Hamasyes bitoy stam. If a man marries off his daughter, is lo yivchas lo mechamishim zuz. The least that he should give her for a present, for the dunya, at least the money to prepare herself for the wedding, is 50 zuz. Posek, that's the least he should give her. Now, posek lachnisa ruma. Let's say the father made up with the son-in-law like he's not going to give her any clothing. That you want to marry my daughter, you have to take care and give her clothing. I'm going to give it to you without any clothing. Is lo yoyimah baal, the baal can say back, the husband say back to the father, that kishachni senu lebeisi aschena, the ksusi. You know when I'll start clothing her? When we have nesuyin, when I take her to live in my house. But now that she's by you, I don't want to clothe her. No, the husband can't say that. Ela mechasa v'yodim v'veseviyah. He has to start supplying her with clothing right away, even though b'shas erusin, she's still living by her father's house. The same thing if Bezdin marries off Yisaimin. Is lo yivchas lo mechemishim zuz. They should not give them less than 50 zuz. Masha from Stok, Rashi says, Gaboy Stoka. The Gaboy of Stoka should not give Yisaimin less than 50 zuz. That's how much you need to prepare yourself for a wedding. Em yesh bekis, if there's money there, then mefarnasim oisla fikvoida. Then you have to give according to how much she's used to having. Like if a husband was very rich before, and she's used to how her father was very rich, and she's used to having a lot, you have to give her according to what she's supposed to have, what she's used to having. Omer Abaye, Abaye said like this, Chamishim Zuz, that's what we say the least the father should give his daughter. He has 50 Zuz, Ishinop Shiti, it means smaller ones. Rashi says, Zuz in Medina, this is the Zuz of Medina, which is Shemayinim Am Zuz Suri. Eight of these equal up to one Zuz of Suri. There's a smaller amount of money.
Mimai, what's the proof? Midiktani Saifa, since the end of the Mishnah says like this. Yes, because there's a lot of money there in the by the kisos.com. But find us an oisel of fikvoida. Mashma, then we give him more money to how much he's used to having. For Yamrina and my kiss, what does the kiss mean here? What kind of pocket here? Amarach ba'anakish of stock. It means the pocket of that stock of money. Now, vi saka daitin chamishim zuz mamish. If you want to tell us what they were supposed to give him, mamish 50 good dollars, 50 zuz of tsuri. Im yesh per kiss kam yavinin lo. Like, that's a lot of money. So what do you mean to say if there's more money in the stocker box, we'll even give him more? Why should we give him more? Mashma, that much money, 50 of zuz tsuri is a lot of money. Ela shmamina, therefore it's a proof, chamishim zuz pshiti. That the Mishnah says the least we give is 50 zuz, means smaller amount of money. And that's not so much money, therefore the lacher is, if there's more money in the stocker box, then you have to give him more money. Tana Rabbon, words like this. Yosam v'yosayma. Often a boy or a girl, shabol l'spanis. They're both coming, they have no panos, nothing to live, and they want to have mezainis food from staka. L'ochr is mefanasin esa yosayma. We have to first give the money to the girl. V'yachakach mefanasin esa yosam. And then we give money to the offer of the boy. V'vnei sh'ish darko l'achsor l'apsachin, v'yanisha darko l'achsor. Because a lady, it's not a dera to go collecting money. A man, it's easy to collect money. Therefore, first we take care of the orphan, the girl, and then we'll give the money to the boy. What about Yosef v'Yosayma?